The project to expand I-84 in Canyon County is set to get a big financial boost. On Thursday, the Idaho Transportation Board approved over $100 million in additional funding for the freeway widening. Matt Gillum reports the money is coming from a variety of sources.
A lot more money, around $112 million, is now on the table to go towards relieving drivers' headaches as they pass through Caldwell and Nampa by adding lanes in both directions to I-84. Vince Trimbley, the Idaho Transportation Department's communication manager, breaks down the sources of that $112 million.
About $40 million or $39 million of the money is from the Transportation Expansion and Congestion Mitigation Fund.
Also known as TECM, the money comes from a bill passed last legislative session that gives a small fraction of the state sales tax to ITD. Additional funds for the construction project are coming from
some general fund surplus money, some state money, some savings we have on refinancing our Garvey debt service as well, and some cigarette tax money.
Trimbley says there's a reason for this grab bag of financing.
We're also applying for a $90 million federal grant. We've been told that they want to see applicants use non-traditional sources, not just your gas tax money, right?
By tapping a variety of funding streams, Trimbley says the Idaho Transportation Board now has a slew of options for how to pay for the expansion of the freeway. The additional $112 million the board kicked in this week is awaiting final approval from the legislature. For KBSX News, I'm Matt Gillum.